The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Chulin. Masechet Chulin has been dedicated by our good friend, Mr. Joey Jamal, and his wife, in honor of their son's Jack engagement to Shirley Sutton. Bazat Hashem, she get married, B'Sha'at Tova U'Muslachat, and Zechut of the Limud, that we are going to have for the next several months in Masechet Chulin. They should enjoy a lot of nachat, shalom bayit, peace, prosperity, and all the berachot. Amen. Daf Zayin, today's daf is being studied in Neshmat Avraham ben Esther, Rabbi Moshe ben Nun, and Aslahat Yaakov ben Yosef. We are on Daf Vav Amud Bet. We are going to begin today's daf, starting from the words Ha'id Rabbi Yoshua ben Ziruz. That is 11 lines from the bottom, starting from the last word on the line. Ha'id Rabbi Yoshua ben Ziruz. Testimony from the rabbi. Ben Hamiv, the son of the father-in-law, Shel Rabbi Meir. It's his brother-in-law. Lifne Rabbi. So he testified in front of Rabbi, Al Rabbi Meir, concerning something that Rabbi Meir did. What did Rabbi Meir do? She'achal ale shel yarak bebet she'an. That he ate a green vegetable in Bet She'an, and he did not take ma'asir. He just ate it without taking any ma'asrot. V'hitir Rabbi et Bet She'an kula al yed, okay, al yado. So when Rabbi heard that, he said, must be that Bet She'an is not part of Eretz Yisrael. If the rabbi ate vegetables over there and didn't take ma'asrot, so that's the biggest testimony that Bet She'an must not be part of Israel. Therefore there's no obligation to give terumot and ma'asrot, even though there is ma'asrot outside of Eretz Yisrael midrabbanan. But that's only on things that in Israel would be deoraita. For example, olives, grapes, wheat. Those three are medeoraita. So b'chutz la'aretz is drabbanan. But vegetables, b'chutz la'aretz, it's only medrabbanan. So therefore b'chutz la'aretz is no deen at all. So based on that story, the Rabbi was matir, chutz la'aretz, bet she'an is chutz la'aretz. Havru alav ehav. So his brothers, his friends, they ganged up against him. Ubet Aviv and his family, when they heard such a halakha, the family of Rabbi, like, you're matiring now Bet She'an because of something Rabbi Meir did. So they all came against him. Amru lo makom she'avotecha va'avot avotecha nahagu bo isur. And this has been an age-old tradition that the people, your father, your grandfather, they all treated Bet She'an Be'isur. It's part of Israel. And now you're going to come along and say, even though you saw Rabbi Meir do something, you're going to base now on that and go against the tradition that you saw all these years? So Yomara says, Darash lahen mikraze. So Rabbi came along and he gave him the following darash to explain his ways. V'chitet nechash anechoshet asher asa Moshe ki ad hayamim ahema hayu bnei Yisrael mekaterin lo v'yikra lo nechoshtan. The pasuk over here tells us about something that Hezkiah Melech Yehuda did. In the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a plague that came out, and God sent the snakes against the Jewish people. So Moshe Rabbeinu made this Nahash Nehoshet, this snake made out of copper, and he put it on the pole. And so whoever looked at the snake got healed. Of course, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says it's not the snake that does the healing. It's that when they looked up to the Shamayim, and they were subjugated their hearts to Borei Olam, so they got healed. Anyway, this snake, this copper snake, was saved from the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, and in the later generations they started worshipping it as an Avodah Zarah. So Hezkiah HaMelech came And he took the Nechash and Nechoshet of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he grounded it up into ashes. He burnt it. He destroyed it. So the rabbi says, Efshar ba asa velo bi'ano. Which is Hezkiah's father, grandfather, grandparents. Asa was Melech Yehuda. He saw the Nechash and Nechoshet. He didn't do anything to it. Ba Yehoshaphat velo bi'ano. And they didn't burn it either. והלו כל עבודה זרה שבעולם עשה ויושבת בערום. And you have to know that Asa and Yoshevat were tzaddikim. They burnt and got rid of every avodah zarah that was around. But for whatever reason, they didn't get rid of the Nechash and Nechoshet. Ela, what's the explanation? מקום הניחו לו אבותיו להתקדר בו. Which means they left a little area for Hezkiah to become great. Which means they said, you know what, this will be for Hezkiah, so his name will become publicized in Klal Yisrael as the Tzaddik. Which is sometimes the parents and the grandparents, they on purpose leave a little something over to make a tikkun, so the next generation will have something to become great through. So that's it, they left it for him. So he says, Af ani, so too regarding this case over here. Makom minichu li abotai litgader bo. That's it. So for me also, whatever the ancestors did, they were strict when it came to Bet She'an. They left me this item for myself, that I can make this halakha, to be matir Bet She'an, to say that it is chutzal. I'm not going against the tradition. That was understood. That one day, we'll let one of our descendants of the tzaddikim of the hakamim come and make this halakha. But before we go further, we should read the Rashi. David, want to read us the Rashi? Et bet she'an kula, on the amud bet, the bottom Rashi of the on the amud. Et bet she'an kula.
Et bet she'an kula. Lechol yarat she'a
perot tiblan. Which means you can eat the perot betiblan. Betiblan meaning when it's tibet. You don't have to take to the mutu maslot.
Kasal kadata. Kasavar bi meir lav meretz Yisraeli. Maaser dagan behus al aretz hu nohag min drabaran.
So Dagan in Chutz La'aretz is Midrabanan. Because in Eretz Yisrael, Dagan is the Oraita. Aval, Yarak, Gufe, in Israel itself, the Rabbanan. Right. The Eretz Yisraeli. Oh, now she's asking a question. What do you mean? All these rabbis were after the Churban of Beit HaMikdash. So Slachaura's question is, so what's Ma'asir? There's no Ma'asir after the Beit HaMikdash, Slachaura. So yes, he is. Hakai Malan. Jezra. Good. It's even after Beit HaMikdash, the Kedusha is still there. The Kedusha that Ezra Sofer made on the second Beit HaMikdash is still after, even after Churban. So therefore they start Kedusha at Ma'asrot and all that stuff. Kedekatani? Right, he was Batir Bet She'an. Master that Ma'asot in other places still was applicable. Like, next one. Rechitet Nechash Nechoshet. Beautiful. Next Rashi. Makom Enichu. Kishiyavu. Benenu Aharenu. Bemayigdal Sheman. If we fix everything, so therefore, how is the future generations going to become noticed that they're great people? Sometimes the tzaddikim, they leave something for the future generation. Let gader, to become great. Mikan, back to the Gemara, second line. Mikan, we learn a rule over here. The Talmid Hakam, she'amar davar halakha. Talmid Hakam, that said a halakha, even though it sounds like a chidush, she'en mazihin oto. What does it mean, en mazihin? Mizihin is you don't move it from them. You don't separate it from them. You don't say, we don't accept it. No, he says halakha, you accept it. Look at Rashi. Mikan shira'inu, shekibel Rabbi Edut zu. The fact that we see the Ben Wakadosh accepted the Edut of Rabbi Yoshua, what he saw about Rabbi Meir, v'lamademena afalpi shedabar temahu. Even though it's a shock, sharem me'olam ayunu agim bo isur. Because until that point in Bet She'an, they were treating it be'isur. Lamadnu she'en mizihin tamid akama omer debar alakha hidush lomar lo shamata. You don't push him away and say, oh, come on, you didn't hear what you heard. He must have heard wrong. No, if he's a tamid akama, accept it. and he gives you a testimony, even though it says like a lusha halacha, in mazichim oto, you don't separate him from his halacha. In mazichim, in mavdilin oto mishimuato lomar azor becha. Meaning you don't tell him, you better retract. No, in mazichim. Now the Gemara can have a different text over. The amri la in maznihin oto. What's maznihin that she says? In meshaketzin et devarav. Meshaketzin et devarav. Or shita mekubes has another girsa there. Meshakein, which means we don't deny what he said. Or say, don't pay attention. Maznihin means we don't say, don't pay attention to what he said. Just disregard it. We don't disregard what he said. The Amrila, and some say, in mazhihin oto. What's mazhihin? Ashi. Lomar, you don't tell the guy, the rabbi, ga'avatcha garmalicha. It's because you have ga'ava. Shelo itiyah ozen shmo dabar kilchatu mepira becha. You didn't pay attention to hear halakha from your rabbi, correct? Because you're filled with ga'ava. So you don't tell the guy, oh, you have zehut adad, you're ge'e. Shnachalim megbihinim mislakinu tumid barav. Or another pashat, we don't lift him from what he said. Meaning lift the statement away from the rabbi and say, we're not accepting it. So it's either mazihin, maznihin, mazihin. It's all the same point, but. So Gemara says, man damar mazihin, kedichti velo yizacha hoshim. The Hoshin was the breastplate that's going into a war. So it says it should not move. It should not be separated from his breastplate. Uman da'amar in maznihin, tiktiv, ki lo yiznach le'olam. Hashem, that God will never remove himself from Klal Yisrael. Or God will never abandon Klal Yisrael. Uman da'amar maznihin, deta detnan. Mishirabu zihuhe halev. When the students start to become zichuchei lev, they had gavadik the tamidim, rabbu and mahloket be Yisrael, which means how did the mahloket begin? In the tamidim, they weren't listening to the rabbi 100%, and then each one heard what they heard, and they started that mahloket. So if we see what it's either mazihin, mazni'in, or mazain. The bottom line, the lesson is, even as long as the tamid hakam that's saying the halacha is legitimate, even though it sounds like a big Hadush, you accept it. But kifla Yehuda bered Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. So Yehuda Rabbi Shimon asked the question. Umiika leman de amar de bet she'an lav me'eris Yisraeli? He says, what are you talking about? Is it possible? Does anybody hold that? That bet she'an is not part of Israel? Of course bet she'an is part of Eretz Yisrael. Da ketiv ve'lo horish menashe et bet she'an ve'et benoteha ve'et ta'anach ve'et benoteha. So it's talking about over here, the settlements of Menashe, one of the tribes, and it says that one of his settlements was Bet She'an. That was one of his places. That means that was part of Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, Chatzi Menashe, we'll see if that's the answer. So comes the Gemara and says, so it's Eretz Yisrael. It sounds like that was the Chelek of Menashe. Which means when the people came out of Mitzrayim, it's Ole Mitzrayim, they came into Eretz Yisrael, first Beit HaMikdash, they conquered a lot of cities. However, they got exiled for 70 years. Then they went to Babel. Then there was Ole Vavel, the Talmud of Azar Sofer. When they came back, the Ole Vavel, they did not recapture a lot of the cities that were captured initially by the Ole Mitzrayim. Now, what does that mean to us halachically? Kasabar kedushari shuna kechal shata velo kechal latid lavo. Because they hold like this, that the original kedusha that the Ole Mitzrayim put on those cities, that was a temporary kedusha. Once they were exiled, the Kedusha went off. So you had to re-sanctify those cities. So any city that the Ole Bavel did not re-sanctify does not have Kedusha. Now why then wouldn't they re-sanctify every city? Why leave some cities without the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? So it says they did it on purpose. V'nihum kedei sheyismechu aleihem aniyim b'shevi'it. Because if you make everything Israel, now it's going to come Shemitah, it's going to apply to every region. And now the aniim, it's going to be hard for them to have food in the Shvi'it, in the seventh year. So what did they do? Specifically, certain areas, they said, you know what, even though this was part of Eretz Yisrael originally, now we're not re-sanctifying it. Now we'll have a deen of Chutz La'aretz, therefore no Shemitah, therefore the aniim could go to those places, they could collect leket, shikha, pe'ah, all the different entitlements that the Torah gives them. So that's really what happened with Beit She'an. Originally it was part of Eretz Yisrael. When the people came out of Mitzrayim, they sanctified Beit She'an as Eretz Yisrael. But in the second round of Oled Bavel, they didn't re-sanctify it. Therefore, the bee ate the vegetables over there without giving the maaseh. And Rabbi Yeshua gave the testament to bee, to the bee, and the bee made an announcement. That's it. You don't have to give maaseh. Look at Nashi. Okay, David, read. Harbeh. Read the start from Harbeh Kerachim Kapshu Olam Israel.
Harbeh Kerachim Kapshu Olam Israel. Bekidshim Bekidushat Ha'aretz Velo Kapshum Ole Babel Lekadeshan Bishniya Lekath Lom Kapshum Dekasabre Ho'il Ho'tru Ho'tru Dekidusha Rishona Ba'la Dekhi Kidshah Yehoshua Lesha'ata
Kidshah Yehoshua sanctified those cities initially Lesha'ata temporary Kidusha Lo La'atid Lavo La'atid
Lavo כשגלו בימי נבוכדנצר ולא רצו להחזיר קדושתה כדי שיהיה מותר לתרוש
לחרוש
ולזרוע שם בשביעית
because they wanted to give a certain areas place where they can make plowing and planting. Why? That rule is whatever they sanctified the second round, that kedusha was לשעתה ולעתיד לבוא. That was forever. The second kedusha is a permanent kedusha, even after the Churban Bet Hamikdash. Kedamin beibavot ba'aril ve'biyachah Hashem Elohecha la'aris asher yashva avotecha v'yirishta. Yerusha rishona v'sheniya yesh lahem shebatla. Yerusha rishona v'neklet sheniya yerusha, aval yerusha shlishit en lahem shesheniya lo paska. Which means the first yerusha and the second yerusha you have, but a third yerusha you don't have, because whenever they were yoresh the second round, they're ready to automatically the yerusha of the third round. Hilkach bibir Rabbi nagu isur ba'aris. Therefore, in the times of Rabbi, they treated that's why they had isur ba'aris Israel. Because it's not the kedusha of Ole Bavel, even though there was no Beit HaMikdash, but the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael remained. Therefore, they had to treat the product be kedusha. Hadush was the Beit She'an was not recertified, and therefore did not have a status of Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, the testimony was okay. Comes the Gemara and says, "Amar ler bir miyal rabbi zera, ve'ar bi miir ale be'alma hu de'achil." Oh, how about that? You have no raya anyway. Halakha, when we say that you're not allowed to eat fruit or vegetables, I should say, that you didn't take ma'asrot, that's only when you're eating bederech keva. But if a person is just having a snack, the guy eats one or two of them, you don't have to take ma'asrot anyway. So the question is, what was your testimony in the first place? What did Rabbi Meir do in the end? He had one leaf, he had one piece of vegetable. So even if there is hayuv ma'asrot, he's allowed to eat one without taking ma'asrot. You have no raya, you have no proof. Tashi. Ale be'alma, da'achilat araihi, v'sharia ba'aris. Even if Beit She'an is in it's Israel, achilat araihi is permissible. Gemara answers, Amar le, me'aguda achle. He ate it from a bundle. Utnan, yarak, hane'egad, a bunch of vegetables. Once you tie them up, mishi'egad, that's when they're hayam, which means once the farmer bundles them up, to give it to the market, to give it to the store to sell, then even if you eat a little of it, you're going to be hayav. So he ate it from a bundle. That's already koveya it to the din of ma'asir. Even doesn't matter how much you eat. Rashi, me aguda achila, the mishne'egad, asur yichol arai. But, ha'ne'egad, shindalko le'ogdo, any vegetable that's the derech to be ogged at the time, mishne'egad, ugbal le'ma'asir, v'nesem achilat arai. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma lav adate." And here's where we come into our sugya. Maybe Rabbi Meir, he didn't pay attention, which means maybe he was supposed to take maaser and he forgot to take maaser from it. And he ate fruit and vegetables that there was no maaser on it. Yeah, he forgot. So the Gemara says, "Impossible." Here we go. Hashta behimtam shel tzaddikim. אין הקדוש ברוך הוא מביא תקלה על ידם צדיקים עצמם לא כל שכן. And what? הקדוש ברוך הוא doesn't bring a stumbling block to the animals of the tzaddikim, as the Gemara is going to tell us. Do you think he's going to bring a stumbling block, especially when it comes to eating something that's isur, like Tosafot explained? You think that God's going to bring a stumbling block to the tzaddikim? Impossible to say that Rabbi Meir ate fruit or vegetables that were not given ma'aser on them. So either you have to say there was no chayuv, but to say that he made a mistake and ate it, that's not an option. Kama says, V'dilma, fine, I accept. But V'dilma, isir alehim b'makom acher. Maybe what he did was like this. Maybe he really took ma'asir, and you didn't know about it. How did he do it? He said like this, I'm going to eat this vegetable. Oh, I didn't take ma'asir. You know, I have stuff in my house, so let the stuff in my house serve as the ma'asir for this item. We could do that. So therefore, he ate it, and he really took ma'asir. But you didn't see him take ma'asir because he was relying on the stuff that was in his house. The rabbis don't do that. And we wouldn't suspect them to do that. You know why? Because who says the stuff in his house is still there? Maybe the stuff in his house, somebody ate it. Maybe the stuff in his house got lost. Maybe it's spoiled. And therefore, really, the ma'asir is not a ma'asir. Therefore, he's eating now stuff that's not mitukan. The hakamim don't do that. Unless the stuff is right in front of them, they don't take ma'asir from something that's far away. Look at Nashi. Maybe he had some vegetables in his house. Fine. She says, why don't they do that? Maybe the stuff that he's relying on is not there. Maybe it got lost. Or nirkav. Or maybe it's spoiled. Then he says, she ain't no milklum. His ma'asir is not a ma'asir. It's not there. And he's eating tevin. He's eating stuff that's not mitukan. No, so hachamim were careful on themselves. Regular guy, he cares. Minadin, if it's there, and it worked out, it worked out. So regular amal's guy took the risk. But hamirim, they don't take such a risk. So the Gemara says, fine. V'dilma natan enav besad zeh, ve'achal besad acher. Maybe what happened was he took the ma'asir from within, which means he had the vegetable in front of him. So maybe he had come and I said, you know what? I want the ma'asir to be on the right side of this vegetable. And he ate the left side of the vegetable, and therefore he left a little over, and that leaving over was the ma'asir. So how do you know that he didn't take ma'asir? Maybe he took the ma'asir from within. And she says, "Liklo lo shem ma'asir shesad sheni v'acham etzad sheni." Exactly. But he put the ma'asir on one side, he ate from the other side. Kabbalah concludes, Amar Leh, Hazeh man gavra rabba kamasid aleh. This is it. Look at the great rabbi that's giving the testimony. Rabbi Yoshua was giving the testimony. If he's saying that Rabbi Meir ate it without giving ma'asir, you believe him. That means obviously he investigated the case, and if that's them talking without knowing the full facts of the situation, and therefore, from the rabbi that gave the testimony, you could fairly assume that he knows what he's talking about. Okay. Now the Gemara says, "Look at Rashi. Hazim and Gavra Rabba Asid Aleh, Ra'aya Ore'e, Kama Adam Gadol Ya'id Alah." Then Rabbi Yeshua, "Uid Uba La'aid Azot Yefechivin, Vindikdik Medavar El Nachon." For sure, he was precise and said the things properly. Now the Gemara says, "May Behem Tam Shel Tzaddikim." What is this thing? You tell me that the behemoth of the tzaddikim, that God protects the behemoth of the tzaddikim. What's the story over here? Famous episode of Shas. The Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Hava ka'azir l'pidyon shivuyim. Pinchas ben Yair was going to do the mitzvah pidyon shivuyim to save people that were in captivity. Bagabe beginai nahara. All of a sudden he got to the river. Nahar ginai. Now he's got to cross the river. Amar le ginai, halok li memecha ve'aymor bach. Split yourself so I can walk by. Amar le, so the river told him. Now, what does it mean the river told him? So Tosfot has two explanations. Either the malach that's in charge of the river communicated to Rabbi Pinchas, the Tsar, or this was Rabbi Pinchas in his mind going through this dialogue himself. So the river says, "Ata olech la'asot reson konecha, v'ani olech la'asot reson koni." And listen, I know you're listening to your master that told you to go do this mitzvah pidyon shivuyim. I'm also listening to my master. God told me to be a river. Ata safek ose, safek yata ose. Ani vaday ose. Hey, listen, we don't know if you're going to be successful in your mission. So you're a safek, but I know what I'm doing. I'm a vaday. I'm for sure doing what I'm supposed to do. So Rabbi Pinchas heard the claim. Amar le, so he tells him like this. He gives him an ultimatum. Im I ata cholek, gozrani alecha, shelo yavru becha maim le'olam. If you don't split now, you're going to dry up forever. There's not going to be any more water passing through you in the olam. Okay, halakle. So the river split. Ava ahu gabra. There was a fellow that was with him. The avid darich hitel lefischam. The guy with him, or behind him, whatever. He was carrying wheat for Pesach, for the, you know, to bring for the matzot. Amale halok le name. So he told the river, split for this guy also. Dehai le mitzvah asik. He's doing a mitzvah. So halakle, he split again. It's like he did the second time he split. Abahu taya tenava bahadai. There was an Arab that also was escorting them, also with them. Amar le halakle name. Split for the Arab also. Dehai delo le makachosim lebnei levaya, which is otherwise be halul Hashem. The people are going to say, the guys are going to say, oh, that's what you do to the people in the entourage with you? The people that are joining you? The Jew gets split, another guy doesn't get, you don't let him cross? Split for him also. Okay. Halakle. Yeah, split for him. Look at Rashi. David, we know that Rashi's Ginai. Okay, which means all the rivers, they flow into the ocean. Which means that's supposed to be a flowing ocean, like we're supposed to do with filling with Hashem's words. Safek or sin. But you might not save the guy from captivity. Right, so already, as she's trying to explain, the guy was only carrying the wheat. He wasn't making matzot. So where's the mitzvah in carrying wheat? So that she says, the mitzvah is shemirah. Because you have to watch the wheat already from the time that you cut it. So he was all saying the mitzvah already at that point. Continue. Good. Right, you leave them alone, and you go your merry way. So therefore, it basically it's split three times. Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef says, "Kama nafish gabra? How great is Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair? Even greater than Moshe v'shetin revan. He's even greater than Moshe Rabbeinu and the 600,000 Jews. The iluata am hazimna. Moshe Rabbeinu split the sea once. V'acha taltazimnin." Here we split it three times. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma hachaname hadazimna." No, maybe he just split it once, and they just walked through. Stay there, stay open, and he kept on, bringing more people across. So the Gemara says, "How do you know he was bigger than Moshe? Maybe he was just equal to Moshe." So the Gemara says, "Fine, eva kim Moshe, not greater than Moshe, but like Moshe v'shitin Raban." Okay, period. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Dilma." He didn't want the waters to return. He was just telling the words, "Hey, don't." So he only split it once. Now, in this sugya, there's a famous piece from the Or HaHaim HaKadosh. HaKadosh says, "Really, how is it possible that the Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair was able to split the river of Ginai, seemingly very easy. You just told it once, split, Allah, dry up forever, and it split." Whereas if you look at the Midrashim, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to split the Yam Suf, wasn't that easy. The Yam Suf came along and said, "I'm older than you. I was created on the second day, and you weren't created until the sixth day. Therefore, I have to listen to you." And there was a big dialogue, and Moshe Rabbeinu had to cry out to Borei Olam, right, in order to get the seat to split. It seems Rabbi Pinchas was able to split it easier than Moshe Rabbeinu. How is that possible? So that what the Chaim HaKadosh says, very simple. Kan kodem matan Torah, kan lahar matan Torah. Which means, before matan Torah, so that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Pinchas ben Yair, Rabbi Pinchas, already the Torah was in the world. And the creation is subjugated to the Torah. That means all world events, all nature is subjugated to the kohot of the Torah or the Tamidei Achamim that have the Torah. So when he came and stood in front of the Nahar Ginai, he has Torah. And therefore, I own you. because the Torah is conveying out what the nature is going to be. Therefore, the Nehar Ginai had no choice but to subjugate himself to the Tamid Akamim, to the Torah, which is before that, the Torah was given to human beings, so the creation doesn't have anybody to subjugate it to God. When God gave us the Torah, God with the Torah gives us the power to control the Bidiyah. It's the key to control the Bidiyah. So much so, I'll give you an example to this. I'll give you an example to this to show you what does it mean that the world is subjugated to the Torah. There was a custom that's brought down by the Magen Abraham, it's brought down by Rav Chaim Palachi as well, that on the Friday, Yom Vav, of Parashat Chukat, that's the Friday that just passed, there was a Ta'anit of the Tzaddikin. Because in Tzarfat, in France, many years ago, in the year 5004, there were 20 caravans of Sifrei Kodesh and Sifrei Torah that were burnt. That was a great, great tragedy. And the Magen Avraham says, even later on, in the years Tachvetat, many, many communities were burnt and destroyed on that day. And they did a Ta'anit Halom to find out what was going on and why did they decide to make the Ta'anit on the Friday of Parashat Chukat. Why didn't they just make the Ta'anit on the calendar day? Every year it should be a different anniversary, a different day. And they saw in the Ta'anit Halom that it was the Parashat HaShavua that was Gorim. That something in the Parashah had to do with this tragedy. They saw in the beginning of the Parashah it says, Zot Chukat HaTorah, and the Targum explains, Zot Chukat HaTorah Da Gezerah De'oraita. This is the Gezerah, the decree against the Torah. And therefore they understood that it had to do with the Parashah itself. That means the Parashah could be Gorem world events. That means that because they read that Parashah, because the Targum explained, Da Gezerah De'oraita, so now the Torah itself is going to affect the issues that take place in the creation of the world. I told you once a ma'aseh from the Hasidim in a certain city that had a very, very cold winter, and the cold winter even moved into the spring, and they couldn't understand the weather patterns, why it's so cold. So one of the big rabbis came into the town and said, Rabbi, we don't understand why it's so cold. So he asked, what are the children learning in the yeshiva in Humash? They said, they're learning Parashat Miketz. He said, no wonder, Parashat Miketz is a winter parashah. And therefore the world is being, the world thinks we're Miketz. Let them go learn, Ekev. Let them go learn some of the parashiyot. Again, it shows you the Madrega, that the Torah itself is the control of the world. And whoever has the Torah, it controls it. The Gemara says, we read in Parashat Ba'alotecha, the Torah talks about three calamities that took place back to back to back. It says you had the issue of Yisru Mehar Hashem. The Jewish people left Har Sinai. That was a tragedy. The way we left Har Sinai, the Gemara says, Kitinoka Boream Bet HaSefer, like a child that's running out of school. That means that's it. They said, Kivyachol, they said to people, let's not hang around anymore. They might get more mitzvot. There might be more stuff. So let's get out of here before we have more homework. So therefore they ran from Har Sinai, Kitinoka Boream Bet HaSefer. That's what the Midrash says. The Gemara says it as well. Right after that, we have the story of the Mit'onenim. The Mit'onenim is, they started to complain. And then we have the story of the Mit'avim, where they came and desired meat. Back to back to back, spiraling, out of control. In the middle of those three parashiyot, you have, all of a sudden, two pesukim that are not related to anything. Vayibin soa Aaron, vayomin Moshe, kuma Hashem, vayafuso ibecha, vayusu besanem b'banecha. And you have two inverted nuns over there to hint to us that this parasha was dislocated, it was taken from a different place, but stuck over here. Why? So the Gemara says, so there shouldn't be three Puraniyot back to back. Why? Because if the Torah would write back to back to back, put on a yod, it's hazakah, and the world would never recover from calamity. Which means, just because it's written in the Torah, in that order, that would affect the entire creation, because the Torah was koveya hazakah and puranut. So because they stuck this in between, it changes the whole mazal of the world. So again, it teaches us a very big musar, that the whole world is controlled on Torah. So therefore, although you go to a scientist, the scientist can only tell you what's happening, but cannot tell you why it's happening. When you go to the tzaddikim, they have the blueprint of the creation. They know everything is... So when Rabbi Pinchas came to the Yam, he said, I'm putting the power of the Torah. I have the Torah. The Torah controls the world. Therefore, he was able to make it split. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu was even greater than Rabbi Pinchas. Because if Moshe Rabbeinu was able to split the waters without the Torah, that was a higher madriga, which Rabbi Pinchas would not have been able to do. When the Gemara is comparing him to Moshe Rabbeinu, with just how many times he split it. He split it, he also split it. But of course, Moshe Rabbeinu was on a higher madriga, that he had the koach to do it even before it comes to
Yoshua. Did
Yoshua split it? Did he have difficulty? Or? No, Yoshua, as a matter of fact, also is a perfect example of splitting the Yarden with Torah, because the Kohanim took the Aron HaKodesh and they put their feet in the Jordan, and once their feet touched the waters of the Jordan, Hayam Ra'av Hayanos Hayarden Yisov Lahor, the waters went backwards only because of the Koach of the Torah. So you see again the power of the Torah that subjugates the creation. Comes the Gemara and continues. Ikla Lahu Ushpiza. Okay, we continue the story of Rabbi Pinchas. Rabbi Pinchas got to a certain achsanya, a certain hotel. Ramule sa'are lehamre. So they put some barley in the trough to give this hamor. No achar. The hamor didn't eat. Habtinu. So they cleaned the barley. They like sifted them. Maybe there's chaff in them or something like that. Then she says, Habtinu binapa. They put it in the sieve. Habtinu lenakotam, to clean them. Veleka lemal lashon disha, okay, doesn't mean that they don't think that they thresh them. Temikara yu amdim beklipatam, tibken amay lo aklam mikara, rehlo nutihaybu bimaasir, achit merhu bikli, dekli bishik dekaneka. Okay, we'll see this tashi in a moment. Anyway, they cleaned them. Maybe, he thought maybe it was dirty, so not eating it. They cleaned them. No akal. Still didn't eat. Nakirinu. Then they cleaned them again by hand. Maybe there was psulet. Maybe after they cleaned it the first time, there was some refuse still remaining on them. They thought that the animal was being picky. Lo achal. Amar dehu. So Rabbi Pinchas says, Dilma lo me'asiran. Maybe they didn't take ma'asiran, these se'urim. Maybe they bought them from an ama'aris. And when you buy stuff from an ama'aris, it's demai. And you have to take ma'asir from at least from a safek. Aslinu, they took the ma'asir on the stuff. Ve'achal, Amar, so Rabbi Pinchas said, Aniyazu, this miskin, this poor donkey, Holeket la'asot reson kona, he's going to serve his creation, which means he carried me to do pejon shivuim. Miskin, ve'atem achilim otat tevalim, and you feel, that's how you give akarat atov. It's Amor the Sadiq. He's going to help me do a mitzvah. And what do you feed it for lunch? You give it to Tibalim? You give it stuff that's not taken ma'asir? So you see what? That even the Hamor of Rabbi Pinchas, God would not bring a stumbling block. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine with the Tzaddikim? The animals of the Tzaddikim, we cannot tolerate that they even would get a stumbling block. Well, the Tzaddikim, look what she came. That's the Gemara's next question. Anyway, that she says that you can't tell me that they were threshed, right? This is Lekal Mal Lashon Disha, the Mikara Yu Amdim Beklipatan. Right, they were in their shells. The Imker, if you can say that, Amaylo Achlam Ikara, Harelut Chaybim Ma'asir. You really don't have Ma'asir until you put them in a pile. Achit Marhu Bechri, the Kriv Lashit, the Kanaka of them, Jamakil Behemala Hayab of what Ada Shiri Mara, the Kodakil Behemashi Makilat Arai. Okay, so therefore, that wasn't the wajid. They must have been already threshed, and therefore it was hayab maaser. Ela what? They were trying to clean them for them. Neklinu biyadayim, nerabanim, napsolet. Fine. Now the Gemara asks, Umi mechayba, which means, is this the wheat over here that you give me to your animal? Demai now, mind you, demai, because they were from Amaris. It's hayav to make ma'asir if you give me it to your animal. Vatinan halokeya lezera velebehema. If you're taking, let's say, from Amaris, let's say to plant, or for your animals. Vikema, or you're taking flour from Amaris, le'orot, in order to tan leathers, just use flour in the tanning process, v'shemen lener, or oil to light a ner, v'shemen nasuch botakelim, or oil in order to anoint, or to put on the vessels, patur medemai, it's patur medemai, it's patur from Aser. So therefore, this other stuff over here was bought to give you three animals. No, I used to take maaser, three animals. Rashi, umi mechayba ma'achad behema hanelkach ma'amaharis klu gazru ala mishum demai, which is the whole law of demai is a gezerah. Va'afapish ilu vaday lo asru haya mechayev la'aser, which is, if there was vaday no maaser taken, for sure they would have to take maaser. Aval asafik miya lo gazru. But on a safek, then it goes in. Ditnan, alokeh ma'ama arz perot min ha'shuk lezera v'lebehema. Fapish shazera u'ma'akal behema bechlal she'al tibwa'en. V'achayim ma'asud lo gazru anu mishum demayin. V'mistamay rov ha'ma arz ma'asik. Because the logic is, the majority of ma'ama arz really do give ma'asin. V'lo achimin wachim ala demayin al kak. Which is, le'orot la'abedan. Fine. So Gemara says, atam ha'itmar ala. We learned on that statement. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lo shanu ela shelekachan mitechila lebehema, aval lekachan mitechila leadam, v'nemlach aleihem lebehema chayav leaser. Like it says in the Braita, v'atanya. This is Benihuta. Halokeach perot min hashuk la'achila, v'nemlach aleihem lebehema hare ze lo yiten lo lefteh behemto. It all depends what was the initial kavanah when you bought it. If you bought it initially for the animal, that's when it's patur. But this stuff over here was initially bought for human consumption. Now when Rabbi Pinchas came with his hamor, so give him something to eat. So since it was born with for human consumption, therefore the din of demai is on it, therefore you have to take the maaser. That was the Gemara's answer. In any event, Shama Rabbi. Gemara tells the story now. Rabbi Pinchas. Shama Rabbi. Rabbi heard that Rabbi Pinchas is in town. Nafak le'ape. So he went out to greet him. Greet the big rabbi. Amar le, so the beast says, Ritzuncha se'od etzli. Please, will you come eat by me? Have se'oda. Amar lo, en. Yes, why not? Yes. Tzahavu panav shel Rabbi. Oh, his face glowed. He was lighting up. That he has the zechut. Tavri Pinchas ben Yair, come eat by him. Amar lo, kimdume ata shemudar hana'a nisrael ani. He says, what do you think? You think I made a neder that I cannot benefit from any Jewish people? Which means that I accepted your invitation. That you're so happy that I accepted your invitation. What do you think? I made a neder not to benefit, have any hana'a from any of the Jewish people? As if you're shocked that I accepted the invitation? Kimdume ata shemudar hana'a nisrael ani. Then I don't want to have an hana'a from Israel. Adraba. Israel kedoshin hen. Of course, Jewish people are holy. And therefore it's mitzvah to benefit from them, to enjoy from them. But I have my own things. Generally, I don't let myself benefit from the people for different reasons. I don't go to every invitation. But generally speaking, Israel kedoshin hen. Why not let them give you a benefit? Yesh rotze, famous Gemara. Yesh rotze. The enlo, which means there's some people they want to give to other people. Yes, they want to benefit the enlo, but they don't have. So these type of people I don't go to because they want to give, but they don't have to give. So I'm not going to matriach myself to go to them and they have to give me what they don't have. The yes, yes, no, the enlo rotze. There's the opposite. There's people that have, but they don't want to give. Don't go to the other guys either. Why? Uchtiv al tilham et lechem ra'ayin. Don't eat the bread of a kamsan, of a cheapskate. The al tit'av le matamotav. Do not desire his delicacies. ki kemo sha'ar benafsho kenhu, which means he's going to put the ayin hara in the food. The ayin is going to go in the food. It's like you're going to eat poison. Kemo sha'ar benafsho. Sha'ar is like a bitterness. Echol ushte yomar lach velebo bal'imach. He tells you, yeah, please, fadal, eat. But he don't mean it. He doesn't really want you to eat. And therefore, don't do it. Ve'ata, but you, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, rotze ve'yesh lach. You, I know you have, he was very wealthy, Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Ve'yesh lach, and you want to benefit the Talmidei HaChamim. Ve'yahashta misarhivna. However, I have to tell you, I'm rushing. I'm on, you know, he's doing a mitzvah. Pidyon Shavuim. Te'miltan te'mitzvah katarachna. I'm doing a mitzvah pidyon Shavuim. Ki hadarna atina ayena negabach. So let me go do this mitzvah first. When I finish the mitzvah, I'll come back and I'll, what happened? Okay, read the Rashi's up to this point. Okay, David, go with Rashi, Shama' Rabbi. Third of the way down. Samah. Right, which means he knew that. He knew that B, that wasn't easy to get a yes out of the Rebbe Hasbin Yahi, because he doesn't always accept invitations. Even though he says come and eat, he doesn't mean it. Tilham, lechem, right? Don't benefit from a person that has ayin hara. Al tilham, lechem. Lichtiv v'bal lechem. Okay, but some come and well. Kemo sha'ar. Which means when you're eating from the guy that doesn't want you to give you, it's kemo sha'ar. It's like you're opening up a gate in his stomach. It's damaging. Or like I explained it to you, sha'ar is mirirut. It's like eating something bitter. Mr. Habna. Bihala o mirirut. Because I don't have time to eat, I have to go to a dvar mitzvah. Okay, Gemara continues the story. Ki ata. So when the Bipin Haas finished his job, his mitzvah, itrame al bahu petha. He came to the certain gate of the house of Rabbi. The Abu Kaimin be kudyanta kudneyata. Hivrata. There was white mules. Amar, Malach Amavet bebeto shel zeh. These are dangerous animals over here. He says, he has the angel of death at his house, this rabbi. They're dangerous animals. He was in the bee's house. When he got to the gate, he saw these white mules. So he said, wow, the rabbi has Malach Amavet in his house over here. If somebody gets kicked by these mules over here, there's no refuah. Vali is on its law. I'm going to have this. Shama' Rabbi, so Rabbi heard what happened. Fak la'pe. So he went out to greet them, to bring them back. Amar le, mizabnina lehu. So he tells me, Pinhas, I'll sell them to you. Or not to you. I'll sell them. I'll get rid of them. I'll get rid of them. Amar le, v'lifnei avinu t'ten mikshol. Just like you're not allowed to keep these animals, you're going to sell them to somebody else. Now you're sending them a wild, deadly animal. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of somebody else over there. So he says, "Mefakarna lehu." No problem. I'll send them in hifkir. I'll just send them out in the wild. He says, "Mafshat hezeka." You're going to cause hezek. You're going to send these animals out now with any protection? Nobody watching them. They're going to kill people in the wild. Akarna lehu, which means I'll cut their legs so they can't damage. So he says, "Ikat tsar ba lehayim." Whatever, you can't cause them tsar ba lehayim. You can cut their legs off and cause them pain. Katina lehu, no problem. I'll kill them. I'll put them to sleep. Ikabal tashhit. You can't just destroy things without any benefit like that. Just destroy it. Avera. Havaka mebatesh betuva. Anyway, the Sidabi was trying to persuade him to come to the house. Gabatura benayu. All of a sudden, a mountain rose up in between them. From nowhere, a mountain came up. Separated them. Bachar Rabbi ve'amar. So Rabbi started crying and he said, Ma bahayem kach. b'mitatan al had kama v'kama. When the tzaddikim are alive, look at the miracles that are done to them. B'mitatan. Yeah, you can't get close to them in their life, but in their death, when they become even greater, lahat kama v'kama. Would you look how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddikim when they're alive? He didn't want to go to the bee's house, and the bee was trying to pressure him. They put a mountain in between him. That's it. Don't bother him anymore. So how much so is going to God going to fulfill the will of the tzaddikim? La'atid labo.
Can't touch
the mountain.
That's
so great. Which means, Rebbe Ben Haz generally doesn't like to go to people's houses. So Ben HaShemayim, he walked through the door where the pinedot was. So now we had his excuse. No, I can't go to this house. Right? If he found this out, look, he doesn't want to go in the first place. So now he says, hey, look at Hashem takes care of the tzaddikim. Yeah, he found an out not to come to my house because he doesn't want to benefit from others. Read that sheet. Kunyidata. Peredot. Haya meaning he cannot get healed. Such a makah from a pereda. Not just like you can't have them, you can't give them to somebody else. Ah, so Rashid has a question. So sell it to a goy. Another isu. You're not to sell goyim anyway animals. So that's a different isu. Fine. That's them to the wild. בתוך שלא יהיו נשמרות, ירמו נזכיהם. עקב נא. Ah, so he says, it's not going to be בל תשחית if I just take off, cut their legs a little, because they'll still be able to thresh. They won't be able to kick, but thresh, yes, so it's not בל תשחית. Yeah, but it's not a problem. It's not בעלי חיים. So עקב נא. Okay. Okay, but not let mechatesh. Mechatesh meaning the bee was still pressuring him to come to the thing. Gabat turat benayu. Separated them. Hayehin. Ta'avatam. God fulfills the lust and the desire of the tzaddikim. Shelo, shegarama dabar. She's Menashe Shemami walked through the door that had the peradot over there. She frishu, she frosh. But which is he had a policy anyway? They'd like to go to people's houses to benefit to have an from other people. But at the end, he acquiesced. But since really, God knows that son of the tzaddikim, he saved them. That's a very important Rashi. Rashi says clearly that the tzaddikim b'mitatan she'are b'mitatan gidolim yoter v'b'hayehim. The tzaddik is on even a higher level after the mitah, and they have even more kohot. Comes the Gemara and continues and says the Amar Rabbi Hamma Bar Hanina Gedolim Tzaddikim B'mitatam Yoter Mebehayehem. That the Tzaddikim are greater in their death even than in their lifetime. Shnei Amar Vayi Hem Kovrim Ish V'ne Ra'u Et Gedud. So story over there, they were burying somebody and they saw the enemies V'yashnichu Et Ish Bekever Elisha, which means they were burying one of the people, the Jewish army. They're burying one of the people. So the enemies were coming. So they had to rush. So they just, opened up any kever and they threw him in there. Happened to be, it was the kever of Elisha. Elisha passed away, the prophet. They happened to hit that spot. Vayelech vayiga ish pasmot Elisha vayichim vayakum alaglav. They threw him in. His body touched the body of Elisha that was dead. Just touching the bones of the tzaddik after he passed away, he was already revived. Look at that sheet. Read Vayiga. Kovrim ish. That's who he did. Kovrim ish. Read the one before. Oh, so it wasn't even a tzaddik, this guy. Stam. But they panicked because the enemies were coming, so they just threw him in anywhere. Vayiga.
Vayiga ish. בין השונמי, מוצרח,
ביבה
פיב, עיניים על עינה. Here you see that Elisha was greater in his death. Of course, in his life, he also made tihayat hametim, but he had to work for it. He had to put the mouth on the mouth of the child, he had to put his eyes on his eyes, and so on and so forth. Here, nothing. He touched the tzaddik, and already was an instant tihayat hametim. So that's the ayah that gedolim tzaddikim b'mitatam yoter b'bahayehem. Comes the Gemara and says, Amar le rapapa l'abaye v'dilma l'kiyume b'birketa d'Eliyahu, which means maybe the only reason why the guy was zochet t'tihat ha-metim is that to fulfill the beracha that Eliyahu Navi gave to Elisha. What was the beracha? D'chtiv v'hi na pishenayim beruchacha elai. Before Eliyahu Navi passed away, went up to Shamayim, he told Elisha, if you'll be there at the time that I go up to the Shamayim, I'm going to give you my kohot, and you're going to have double the kohot that I had. And the truth of the matter is, it happened. Elisha was there at the time that Eliyahu went up to the Shamayim, it says in the Pesukim, and therefore, that was the Berakha of Eliyahu Navi. And therefore, that's why he was able to mehaye. Elisha was mehaye two people. He was Mehayeh, the son of the Shunamit, and then this guy as well. Because Eliyahu, as we learned, only was Mehayeh one child. Like we saw, he used to stay by the Isha Tzurfatit, at Tzurfit. So therefore, he was Mehayeh one. But Elisha was Mehayeh two. So therefore, maybe it's no ra'ayah that Gedolim Tzadikim Mimitatan. Maybe it is with the Berakha of Eliyahu Navi. So Eliyahu Navi is Berakha, that's why he was able to be Mehayeh. Which means it's not a proof. Look at Rashi, read Rashi, Vidilma, Rashi. Which means he had to get up. Vidilosagi did not kiyem. We cannot entertain that the boy, the fellow would not get up. He has to get up because the enemy gave him a baraka. Why? Dichtiv b'tzadikim. Omer, v'yakem lach. Which means there's another rule of the tzadikim. Whatever they say comes true. It takes that Omer. ויקם לך. צדיק גוזר, והקדוש ברוך הוא מקיים. ולא משום אלישע הבא. This was not an Elisha story. This was an אליהו ברכה. תתנו, פי שיניים.
אליהו היה בן הצורפית, ואלישע בן השונמית. צריך
להחיות עוד אחר. Very good. Which is, so far it was tied. אליהו בן הצורפית, and אלישע בן השונמית. Okay? Like we learned this issue. אליהו נביא. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, אמר לי, יחי, היינו דתניה, it says in the Braita, regarding that guy that touched the bones of Elisha, על רגליו עמד ולביתו לא הלך. Which means, he got up, but he didn't make it home. Which means, he died again after a small amount of time. Now, the ילד, the child that Eliyahu brought to life, he lived a long time. And therefore, it could not have been from Eliyahu's Beracha. Because Eliyahu's Beracha would be, whatever I did, you're going to do double. That means the one that you're going to give life to is going to live a long life. Not like this case over here. This case over here, it was a temporary item. So this must have been not from the Beracha of Eliyahu Navi, must have been from Elisha's greatness. If this was based on the Berakha of Eliyahu, Hainu Detanya. Right, Elisha didn't want the guy to be buried next to him. So that's why he gave Tihat HaMetim. Get out of here. He didn't want to be buried next to him. So he gave Tihat HaMetim, he walked away, he got to the Shaim cemetery, and he moved it over there. Remember, that wasn't coming from Eliyahu Navi, but because Elisha would have to do a miracle like Eliyahu Navi did. So the Gemara says, Ela Bema Ikayim. Also, then where do we see that Elisha brought somebody else alive? Which is, we only see that he brought alive the Ben HaShunamit. Where's the second one? It says, Kedamar Rabbi Yohanan, Shiripe Tzara'at Na'aman. Na'aman was the general of Aram, Goy. Shishikulachemet. A Tzara'at, the Metzora'at, Hashuv Kamet. And Elisha cured him when he told him to go to the Jordan River. and dip seven times, Shneimar. How do we know that a Mitzorah is considered like he's dead? Because what did God tell, what did they tell Miriam? Which means Aaron said regarding his sister, Miriam, Al Nati Chamit. Don't be like somebody that's dead. Which means that's exactly that we learn over there that Mitzorah Hashut Kamit. Look at Ashi now. Al Nati Chamit. Very good. And therefore, that's the Tchiyat HaMetim that he made. Amar Yoshua ben Levi, Lama Nikra Shemam Yemim. Those mules, back to the mules of Rabbi. The mules are called Yemim. Why are they called Yemim? Where are they called Yemim? He quotes a pasuk in Bereshit. Hu ana asher matza et hayemim bamidbar. Ana is the first one to make a mule. He was the one that took a horse and a donkey, and they made a mule. So who says who ana? That's the guy called Ana that made the first hybrid, and he founded the Yemim. Yemim is the mules. So therefore, why are they called Yemim? She'ematam mutelet al abriyot. Yemim is melashon ema, because the fear of the people is on these animals. They're scared of them. Damar b'harina miyamai. Lo she'alani adam al makat perda levana v'haya, which means Rabbi who said this? Rabbi Hanan was a doctor. Hanan said nobody ever, a patient never came to me that got hit by a perda that made it. I couldn't give any advice when it came to that. He got hit by the perda. Nobody ever was able to live with that. Look at Rashi. Rashi lama nikra shemam yemim. Dektiv. But he founded the Yemim. Lo she'aluni. V'haya. If he died. So comes the Gemara and says, V'haka chazina dechaye. What do you mean? We see people that are
hit by mules,
and they live. Gemara says, Ema v'hayat. Which means, I never happened to be Hayna meant that somebody got hit and that area got cured. He might live, but the wound, the blemish was there forever. That's what he meant to say. Not that he lived. We thought of a Haya.
That area was dead.
Haya, we thought that he lives. No, it's possible to live. But the Haya, that area remains dead for the rest of his life. We see that it gets healed also. That you can cure. Gemara says, "Dekevran resh karayu kaamrina," which means we're talking about special mules over there. That what? That they have the white feet exactly. These peredot are the worst. But other peredot, you get damaged, but you can get better from it. Okay, special peredot. Read that sheet, David. Behayat. Which is v'hayat, we thought originally meant. I never saw anybody survive. They said, no, v'hayat. V'hayat is nekeba. It's going in the makah. That I never saw the makah get cured. Lashon nekeba v'amakah kashena makah v'trapet. Comes the Gemara and tells one more story. It says in the Torah, en od melevado. There's nobody, nothing else but Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Hanina, Amar Bi Hanina, Ba'afilu Keshefim. Which means, nobody, even black magic, cannot damage somebody if a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not will it. Even though black magic is a, if the Gemara is saying Afilu Keshefim, it sounds like it's a force. It's a major force. And open the Bado. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want it, a Kadosh Baruch Hu can stop it, obviously. The Gemara tells a story. Ha'i Itita. There was a lady. Da'avad kam hadera lemishkal afra mitute kar'e derabi hanina. She was a witch, so she knew how to do black magic. She wanted to take some dirt underneath the rabbi's legs, and with that dirt that's under the rabbi's legs, use it against him in black magic to kill him. Amar leha. So the rabbi very calmly tells her, "Shikoli, take it. לא מסתעיים מלתיך. You're not going to be successful. אין עוד מלבדו כתיב. As I hear the rabbis learn, a very, very important segunah from Rav Chaim Volozhin, that he heard it from the Gaon of Vilna, that any time that a person is in trouble, he should just think in od melebado. And as long as you just connect to that concept of in od melebado, nobody can harm you. And they tell stories of the tzaddikim that were in big, big danger. I think the story is told of one of the Gedolei Yisrael, could have been Rav Chaim or one of the later rabbis, the Brisker Rav, during the time of the Holocaust, during the World War II, that he was on a train, and the Nazis came on the train, and they were, you know, selecting different people, and they were taking them to the concentration camps, wherever they were going to go, and he was on the train over there, Pahamavet, you know, any moment they could just take him off the train, like they were picking other people. And he says, he just sat the whole time, Bechavana, in Od Melibado, in Od Melibado, in Od Melibado, and the guy just walked right by him. So he says, that's the Kabbalah Yasun of Chaim Volozhin, that whenever you're in trouble, I heard stories of people that were in the car, and they got pulled over, exactly, by a cop. And you know the cop's coming to write them a ticket, and they give me a license for that. And the cop goes back to the car, just sitting in the car. In Odmin Bato, in Odmin Bato, in Odmin Bato, in Bato. And they come back, whatever reason. You know, I'm not going to go this time over there. So it works. It's definitely a secret. See the Gemara, but it has to be bekavana, not the stam lip service. The Gemara says, "Ve'ha Amar Rabbi Yohanan, lama nikra sheman keshafim? Why do we call black magic keshafim?" It's like a Rashi Tevot. Shemachishin pamalia shel ma'ala. They have the ability kivyachol to contradict the gezerah of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Keshafim shemachishin pamalia. That's all those letters over there. As if to say, Kadosh Baruch Hu goes here one thing, but the black magic can even go against it. That's why you come keshafim. So here you're seeing that what the Bihanina was able to. So Gemara says, "Shani b'Hanina denefisha zechuta," and that was different. He had a big zechut, and therefore was able to protect him from the keshafim. And that was different. Okay.
A regular person, it can be machish.
Go slow. Well, so we have to know what that Gemara means, obviously. We'll go slow. The Yad Rama says, "A mashal." המלך סיבה להעניק טובות מסוימות לאחד מהנשב שמצחן. The king wanted to give a gift to one of his loyal servants. לאחר זמן נתן המלך רשות לתלין להמית את כל מי שחטא פעם נגד המלך. Then the king made another gezerah that anybody that sinned against the king, even once, you can kill him. אם האיש שמצחן בעיני המלך לא חטא למלך מעולם, if this fellow that was loyal to the king, if he never sinned against the king even once, there's nothing to worry about. But if he even sinned once, which means now he can get killed even though his stature in the king is very high. Of course, the kishuf is made from Hashem. היכולת להזיק לכל מי שאינו צדיק גמור. And the power God gives to the kishuf from the inception is whoever is not a perfect צדיק can get affected. בין שנגזר עליו לחיות או למות. Doesn't matter. Which is even if there was no gezerah on the person technically, but God said in the creation kishuf can hit the non-צדיקים. עולם בנוגע לצדיקים גמורים אין עוד מלבדו. Then God will stop the kishuf from going after. Now, keep in mind, this does not go against the Segula that took from Chaim Volozhin. Of course, this is only talking about Kishuf. But regular situations that are dangerous, that's not a Kishuf situation. Then the Enod B'Levadon can work for even for regular people. Gemara tells one more story. Amar B'Harina. En Adam Nokef Etzba'o Melemata Ela Imken Machrizim Alam Melemala. A person will not even stub his finger. Small little inconvenience in this world, unless they announced it in the Shaman. That means everything that happens to a person, even the smallest inconveniences, that already is nixar melemala. Shnei emar mehashem mitzadegever konanu. The footsteps of man are determined from Hashem. Ve'adam meyavin darko. Why do you think we can understand the ways of the Kadosh Baruch Hu? Look at Rashi.
go to David, read the Rashi's for us. The Mishkal Afra. No kef. No kef. Machrizin. Dam nikuf. That's the blood that comes out of the wound of a person. He stubs his toe, let's say. Right? To the blood that comes out. Miratzeh kedam ola.
Wow.
Person bleeds, stumps his toe, the blood comes out. Oh, kapara. That's like the blood of a Qurban Ola. Amaraba, bigudal yamin. Oh, there's rules here. It's only the big toe of the right foot. Ubinikuf sheni. And it's the second time that he got hit on the same toe. Vehu deka azil lidbar mitzvah. So long as it happened when he was going to do a mitzvah. So that's the case over there. Nashi, miratzeh, David mechaper. Right, because normally a person's a right when it comes to the foot also. So usually when he takes a stride in the right foot forward, so it hurts more. The left is the weaker, so therefore it's got to be the right leg that it hurts more. Shini. Right, before it got healed, he stubbed it again. Okay, so it happens twice. You can ask me. I thought when a guy's going to do a mitzvah, he's protected over there. However, I'm had hair ba'avira, but if a guy's thinking of an avira, he's thinking of bad thoughts when he's going to do the mitzvah, he does not get the protection. You can assume that he had a rur avira. So therefore, the Bahalina says it's considered rur avira, and that's why it's called like a korban ola. Because what is korban ola mechaper on hirurim? It's not mechaper on actions. So therefore, that's the case. The guy was walking to a mitzvah. If he got, he stubbed his toe, must be he was thinking of hirurim. So how does he get kapara? If he stubs his toe twice, and then already, it's mechaper even for the hirurim that he had. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen. I want to go to the two dots here. Amru alav al-Rabbi Pinhas ben Yair. He said regarding Rabbi Pinhas, liyamav lo batza al perusa she'eno shelo. He did not want to eat even a kezayit of bread that did not belong to him. That was his thing. He only ate from his own things. Umiyom she'amad al da'to. Once already he got his intellect, he was able to be self-sufficient. Lo nehene misaudat abib. He did not even benefit from his father. From here we learn from the Bipin Has that the Zinyan not to take from other people, like it says in the Pasuk Sone Matanot Yahyeh. A person that doesn't like to take matanot from other people, he will live. Rashi says Batsa, read the list, Rashi David, Batsa, Birkat, Baruch Adonai, Amen.